Paul Sweeney, Build America downtown on Liberty Street. Wonderful to have that event here. Paul will be coming in the 10 o'clock hour with that interview with Brian Moynihan of Bank of America. I'm Tom Keene at our headquarters in New York, Lexington and 59th. Paul, I've really got to try to get down there. I mean, I haven't been under 59th in quite a while.
You can do it, too. I mean, there's some... You can get down below 59th Street, I think, occasionally.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do. Here's what you need to know. This is important. A name I didn't know. You don't know it. Only Greg Giroux would know this, Bloomberg government. Dan Edward Garvey, born 1886. He was governor of the state of Arizona in 1950. And Greg Giroux, he was the last Democratic governor of Arizona when all the leadership of Arizona was Democratic. And I read yesterday that since 1950, we've never had what we have now in Arizona, an all-Democratic leadership. Is that a one-off, or can that be replicated in the years to come?
Well, Arizona, I'm not sure if it's a one-off. It just, I think, underscores just how much Arizona has become the quintessential swing state out in the West, and perhaps one of the top four or five swing states in the nation. It was one of the closest states in the 2020 presidential election. We had razor-thin races, especially for governor. Mark Kelly won by a few points, but had the Republicans put up a stronger candidate against Mark Kelly, who knows how that race could have turned out? Maybe Kelly still wins, but I think it just shows that Arizona's on a knife's edge right now, but it is remarkable. I did not know about Dan Garvey.
Well,
but it's quite remarkable that the Democrats had that sweep in Arizona.
Tell me,
long a Goldwater McCain Republican.
Exactly. I brought up AUH2O today, and the stereotype here, Paul, is that I think of Arizona as being sort of sleepy Western. They've got two congressional seats, and Greg Giroux, you know, it's nine, and with the new census, it may be even more, with the expanding Phoenix and all of it. Where's the next Arizona? Which state are you focused on to be as shocking as the new Arizona?
Well, it's a really good question. I think Arizona is certainly near the top of that list. We've had Pennsylvania and Wisconsin being on the top of the kind of the swing state list for a long time, and not emerging swing states, but Georgia, has certainly emerged as a big swing state now with that diversifying growth in the Atlanta suburbs. So, it seems like in this country, though, most states are either strongly Republican or strongly Democratic. I remember a 1976 presidential election decided by 2 points. I think there were something more than 16 states at least that were decided by 5 points. And I think now it's down well into the mid-single digits. Arizona's one of them, though.
So talk to us about Georgia here. I mean, help us understand the state of Georgia. Is it Atlanta, the suburbs, and then everything else? How do strategists think about the state of Georgia?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really interesting state. You've got kind of the core urban Atlanta area. Fulton County is the most populous county. That includes the state capital of Atlanta. And then you've got kind of close-in suburbs like DeKalb County, which is majority African-American, very heavily Democratic. Clayton County, like near where the airport is, very heavily Democratic. Then you've got Gwinnett County, where you have a large, burgeoning Asian-American population. Used to be very Republican. Now it leans Democratic, as does Cobb County, which was the ancestral home of Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker. That is leaning Democratic now. Republican strength is in the exurbs and in the rural areas of Georgia, where you can see Republicans winning 80, almost 90% of the vote. And that has a cumulative effect. But when you add it all up, Georgia is very much a swing state right now.
So, Greg, when I go to, Athens, Georgia, University of Georgia's home, Macon, Georgia. I mean, some of these great small towns, are they still pretty solidly Republican?
Well, Athens is not. Athens is sort of a blue area in a sea of red in kind of east central Georgia. That's Clark County, so that's very Democratic. But it is surrounded by heavily Republican areas. But I think for the runoff I'm watching today, I'm going to be looking at how well, Warnock does in areas where Herschel Walker ran well behind Governor Brian Kemp on November the 8th. And that includes the North Metro Atlanta counties, Cobb, Cherokee, Forsyth, and Gwinnett. In that November 8th race, Walker got 200,000 fewer votes than Kemp. And that's a big gap that Walker will need to close.
Greg Giroux, if they're both Democrat, Republican, if the Democrat wins Senator Warnock, And how does the Senate change? I mean, it's still 50-50, right, with the vice president, the key vote, right?
Well, if Warnock wins, that'll be a 51st vote for Democrats.
Okay.
So only if Walker wins does it.
So what does that mean? 50%. Translate that for, you know, mere mortals like us that don't know the difference from 50 votes to 51 votes.
It just gives Democrats a little bit more of a cushion to pass things, to expedite more of their legislation, to, you know, approve more federal judges and executive branch nominees. It gives them more votes on committees because the Senate ratio determines the ratio of Democratic and Republican seats in all the committees. And then it gives Democrats a little bit of a cushion going ahead of the 2024 right. U.S. Senate elections, which it's going to be much tougher for Democrats right. to hold their majority then than it was this year.
Greg Giroux, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it with Bloomberg Government here with a touch of Arizona there. And then we move east to Georgia in those important elections today. Joe Matthews, sound on this evening from Georgia.